Blog Talk Radio.
On to speak with Kimberly and Junior of One Eye Doll. So 347-202-0832. Again, that is 347-202-0832. I'm the host of the show, the Big Dog, Vinny Anderson Junior. Unfortunately, I did not get to open up with some One Eye Doll due to the fact that the board messed up. So I do apologize. Now, all you fans, be sure to check out OneEyeDoll.com. Again, that is OneEyeDoll.com. This is a tremendous band that I had just found. I'm ashamed to say a few months ago. I wish I'd have found them out years ago. They are just tremendously a kick-ass band, and I am honored. And I kid you not, man, I've interviewed people for 10 years, but I am honestly honored to have these guys on right now. Kimberly, welcome to the program. How are you?
Thanks. Hold on. We're on the radio. Hey, Kim. What are you doing?
Hi. This is Junior.
Well, Junior, how are you, my friend? It's all good.
Good. I don't know.
Hi, I'm Kimberly.
Kimberly, this is Benny with the Big Dog. How you doing, ma'am?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing great. Junior, I want to thank you so much. And listen, guys, the board's blown up. I will get to you guys. I've seen something on hold, 5, 10, you know, just hold on, and I will get to each and every one of you fans. One Eye Doll, man, I got to listen. Kimberly, Junior, I have to say that I have not been a fan for a long time, and I apologize. I just found you guys out about a month or so ago. But
that's all right. We're missing new fans every day. So.
Yeah. That's cool.
You guys are extremely, extremely, extremely talented. Extremely talented. So.
Thank you.
Okay. To all the listeners out there, I see you're on hold. Just please stand by. I'm going to bring you on now. But hey, right now the phones are blowing up. It's so crazy. I have Mike Tyson on. I get 500, you know, three callers. You know, I get one out of all. There's 1,000. I don't, you know. So hey, y'all bigger than my. Y'all haven't bit no one's ear off. That's the reason why people still like you guys. So, Junior, I gotta say, you know, I know you guys are in Lubbock tonight. To all the callers, just please stand by.
Yeah.
I don't want to say it. Yeah. You know, you guys have been touring pretty extensively with Mushroom Head, who I believe on the 23rd of this month will be doing about, 20 years now. The first question is for you, Junior. Can you just kind of go into detail for the listeners on the tour and the experience, you know, touring with these guys?
Oh, yeah, it's great touring with Mushroom Head. These guys, they're a self-made DIY band just like One Eyed Doll, so... we have a lot of the same ethics and, you know, of course they've been doing it for 20 years. So, you know, they've really built something amazing and, the show is just phenomenal. Every night it's better and better. And this is our second tour with Mushroom Head. So, you know, we go back a ways. I think the first tour was actually about 2 years ago. So, it's like getting back in family again and, you know, every show is just amazing. So.
Yeah, we love these guys. How about three? For him. It's good to be on the road with
him. And especially coming back to Texas, you know, now I really feel like the tour is kicking into gear because, you know, we're doing our home state shows, so we're really happy to be playing in Lubbock tonight. We played in Houston 2 nights ago, and we're playing San Antonio tomorrow and Dallas on Thursday, so lots of Texas shows.
That is great. Now, you know, I got to ask this, and please don't get mad. Kimberly, I'm going to bring this. And I know that I just wanted to know, everybody looks at, you know, you guys like rock stars, and which you are, but y'all go through a lot of good and bad to do what y'all do. And I know a few weeks ago I spoke with the Junior, but Kim, I'm going to ask you, I know you guys had a little rough patch on this tour. I guess, was it something about a trailer or something catching on fire? You guys actually had to sleep at a fire station?
Yeah, first night, actually. After our first show at Lynchburg, Virginia, we were driving out of town and our trailer burst into flames. But the firemen came and saved us, and these really super nice policemen who didn't hassle us at all. They just helped us and stuff. And the firemen let us stay in their police station parking lot in our bus. So. It was pretty sweet. Yeah, it was actually a good experience. And then our fans all, you know, came to our rescue as they do and chipped in. And we got a new trailer and then we were on the road. And we did miss one show because of it, but that was Hartford.
Yeah, we missed Hartford, Connecticut. But
we got back on the road right after that. So it, although it ends well, it ended up actually being a lot better than it could have been.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you guys are right. You know, it seems like, you know, everybody looks at, you know, looks like this rock star is like, oh, they have everything, which, hey, y'all deserve it and y'all earn it, y'all work hard, but, you know, there's a lot of, you guys go through, that's not a very good deal, you know, I mean, it, you know, that's how y'all make y'all's money, and, you know, if your tools are torn, man, you can't do it, so I'm glad that you guys are safe and back on the road. To all the listeners,
well,
we have
juniors. I just want to say a lot of the, you know, the real big rock stars, you know, they're backed by corporations. And with us, we really literally only have our fans. It's us and the fans, and that's how we get by. So this is a testament to how important that is to us.
We're not really rock stars. We're just working musicians.
Yeah. We just like to meet our One-Eyed Doll family around the country every day. That's what we do this for.
Well, that is great. And speaking of the fans, listen, I know you guys are on hold. I'm going to walk you guys in. And matter of fact, right now we have a caller who's been on the line for a good bit now, almost 11 minutes. It's Mike. I believe Mike from Atlanta. Go ahead. You've been One-Eyed Doll.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Hello?
How's it going, Mike?
Hi.
Hey, pretty good. Yeah, I keep up with you guys' email and follow you guys on Facebook, man. I seen you guys back here at the Masquerade in Atlanta. And I just wanted to have this opportunity to call up. I never checked my emails, and here came this email I just read, and I just called up, man, and good timing. And I just wanted to give a shout out for an awesome, killer performance. when you guys opened up for OTEP here at the Masquerade, and I just that's what really turned me on to you guys, man. And I'm a huge fan now. I actually used to run the door up there, and that was my night off. And I have a friend that works, so I came up there to see you guys, man. And I just want to say, awesome performance, man. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys again when you guys come through.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Mike. That's awesome. We love the Masquerade.
Yeah, we were really disappointed when we found out this tour wasn't going to hit the Masquerade or anywhere else in Atlanta on this tour. So.
Yeah, we hope the next one does.
Yeah, almost every tour does, so that we do goes through the Masquerade. So hopefully the next one will be there.
Also, we love you guys who work there because we always get good food. you cook for us and give us cookies and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
Thank you.
Definitely one of the best places to play in the whole country for sure.
Yeah, it is. Masquerade is awesome.
We appreciate you calling in, man. We're going to try to give everybody ample time. I appreciate you for calling in. One out, all, man.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
And right now we're joined with, I believe, Aaron, if I'm correct. Aaron from California. You got Junior and Kimberly, one out, all.
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Kim, I met you guys up in Modesto when you guys did the Seduce and Destroy tour with OTEP.
Oh yeah. How's it going?
Up in Modesto. It's going good. Truthfully, I've had a crush on your music ever since I heard you. Unfortunately, I didn't get to buy a CD because my funds were limited at the show. And
I just want to say, what's that? Go ahead.
I just want to say that you guys are really awesome. I like the two-piece band. I like it. You know, it's really cool. It's something different. I hope to see you guys again. I wish you guys would come back towards this way, towards the Modesto area.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of times we play in Sacramento at Ace of Spades. We only play Modesto that one time. But Sacramento is like an hour away, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that far.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, like, I want to see you guys again. I want to meet you. I met you in Modesto. I wanted to meet up with you guys again, you know, and chill with you guys, you know. Big fan. I love you guys, you know.
Thank you.
Well, you mentioned not being able to afford the CD, and that's one of the reasons why we have our music up for Name Your Own Price. So you can go to our website at music.oneeyedoll.com. And
yeah, I go there every time to check out and see what Kim's mom makes for you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
It's kind of cool because, I mean, that's what I like. I like stuff that the artist and the family makes.
Yeah, that's too. We love the art. And for example, our new Plumes of Death shirt, that was art that was made by one of our fans, Bob White. And it was just really awesome. He sent it to us on Twitter or something. And we're like, oh, my gosh. You know, so it's cool that we can just have some fans that make art, and we can make that part of the show. You know?
Yeah.
We thank you so much, Aaron, for coming on the program. Now, listen, we got One Eyed Doll on the line. We got Junior and Kimberly, and I'm the guy answering the phones. I got to ask this, and listen, we have a lot more calls on the line. Miss Evie, just stand by. I'm going to bring you on. She's been on wait for a good bit. Kimberly, I got to ask this. How did you come up with the concept of One Eyed Doll?
It sort of morphed into what it is, and the way we are and our costumes and stuff like that and the songs. It just sort of naturally came out like that. The band is named in honor of my adopted grandpa, Bernie Jones. He had one eye. He was a performer all of his life, and I really looked up to him. So that's where the name comes from. But, you know, the concept and what it is just kind of how it came out. We didn't really sit around a table and think of what would be marketable or anything. We just kind of do what we feel, and that's the concept, you know?
Yeah, like, for example, we were at the store the other day, and there was all these really cool turkey hats. And now every day after the show, we wear a turkey hat. So.
And that's who we are, is we're a turkey hat.
Yeah. two turkeys are alive and two turkeys are cooked.
Yeah.
you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Junior, but, you know, the latest album that you guys have come out with is Something About a Dragon, which is a compilation of songs that have been featured at Button Games and Battle On, Brief Candle, great song. I love the acoustic version, by the way. And the song that got me digging you cats, man, you know, You're a Vampire. Damn it, I love that song. And
I was just going to say that's the main reason we put out Something About a Dragon, so we could have a way to put out You're a Vampire, because it was never on an album. It was just made for the game, there was a Halloween release, and we put that song out, and it became one of our most popular songs, so we had to base a whole album around it.
I love that song, and don't get me, and to all the listeners out there, thank you for being on hold for One Eye Doll. We will get to you to the best that we can. We got a tremendous amount of calls. This is the Big Dog Being Energy, Junior with Kimberly and Junior of One Eye Doll, oneeyedoll.com. Check them out. And I love the fact that you guys are so fan friendly. Name your price, you know, for the music. You know, you can download them all together at one. The deals that you get, you know, I mean, I'm going to scrape some beer cans up and buy some stuff, man. I mean, it is really, really, I mean, y'all guys are, I mean, there's a lot of people who overprice their merchandise, and you guys really do a great job with not doing that. So I appreciate you for an oil field hand for being able to, I'm going to buy something. So y'all guys are very fan friendly, but what I was.
We do what we can for our fans. We're like on our website, we can do whatever we want with our music, and we can allow people to just donate money for it or take it for free or whatever they want to do. On tour, there are rules on the tour packages that don't allow us to do that kind of stuff, and that's why you'll see that our merchandise is sometimes more on one tour than the other, or than it is on our website. But just so everybody knows, that's because it's a contract thing. But on our website, you know, you can go and get all of our music for any price that you can give, or free if you don't have any money, you know, like Aaron saw us in Modesto, and you know, he could go straight home after the show and get all our music and start getting to know us and our music, and then, you know, maybe get a CD at the next show or whenever he can, you know. So we want everybody to be able to enjoy our stuff.
And that's really good, and I'm bringing you on. I got callers left and right. Just please hold. I'm so sorry. It's just I don't have no one helping me to not work the board. Apparently he had better things to do. I'm doing all by myself. But anyways, I think he's a country fan. That's why he didn't come on. He's he likes Garth Brooks. No one. I'm sorry. So I guess I'll fire him. He's not going to the program. But and I got to ask this. You know, being from Texas, Kimberly, I mean, and Junior as well. I mean, y'all can answer how you want to, but. Being from Texas, you know, as myself, a lot of great bands, but there's a lot of country music, a lot of southern rock and stuff. How did you guys come about? I mean, rocking so hard like you guys do. I mean, were you influenced by anything? I mean, your influences. I guess Junior will start with you with your influences, and Kimberly will go to you, and then I'm gonna take the call from Miss Evie. But go ahead.
Well, you know, speaking of heavy Texas bands, we can't forget about Pantera. You know, they're the quintessential Texas metal band, and you know, so of course I think that anybody that plays power chords is influenced by Dimebag and Pantera. So, and of course I'm always, you know, I can't help but be influenced by Vinnie Paul. So, and you know,
before I came out to Texas, I was kind of thought, like, oh man, I want to go to Texas. Maybe I'll see the Butthole Surfers, not even knowing that they weren't still around. You know, but there's a lot of really awesome rock from Texas, not just that country. And in fact, the rock being influenced by, you know, Texas and the people here in the surroundings and the country music makes it so super cool. I love that southern rock sound, you know, just like dirty sounding.
Yeah. Well, and that's great. You know, there's another band that I had on my show a while back ago, Texas Hippie Coalition. They're starting to get a name for themselves. They're a pretty good band. They remind me a lot of Pantera and how heavy, and you know, I know Big Dad Rich could be.
Yeah, we actually played in the same building as them.
At the same time, in different rooms. Yeah, like, we didn't get to see them.
We didn't get to see them. They were in the next room, and the venue has two stages, and we both played at the same time. So.
I'm sure we've been on several shows together, but we still haven't gotten to see them play, but we've heard great things about them.
Yeah, they're all right, man. I like them. You know, there's a lot of I listen to everything from gospel to death metal. I mean, you know, I love music. I don't care. And I was telling Junior, you know, if I ever the other night, man, I was listening to some of the music, and I was drinking a few beers, just, you know, kicking back. It's all heavy good. Then Ponies came on. Ponies. And my little girl came around the corner like, what is that? I'm like, that's One Eyed Doll.
It's one of our most requested songs. I'm not sure how we could pull that one off live. It was kind of inspired. We went to a carnival, and there was a merry-go-round playing some kind of creepy merry-go-round music, and then we went back and made that song. I'm not sure how we would pull that off live. But.
Yeah. I thought about it a little bit.
Well, if I ever do get back in the ring and fight again, I'm going to walk out. Usually I walk out to Johnny Cash. But I'm going to walk out to Ponies because I think that's going to scare the hell out of my opponent. And I'll have a fake horse head on or something. You know, I don't know, you know, but something crazy.
I
want to
get a video of that. That would be great.
Will do. We have One Eyed Doll Jr. and Kimberly One Eyed Doll. Right now we're going to take a few more calls. We have Miss Evie, how you doing?
I am good. I'm just walking here at work. I've been waiting to speak to Kimberly and Junior. I saw them in Modesto, California, and I want to give them kudos and inspiration. The inspiration that Kimberly has given my daughter is outstanding. It has pulled her out of despair of depression, and to know that she's not alone and she's not different from anybody else, and that she can shine her own way. And I wanted to make sure that from my heart that her music has really touched myself and my daughter. Her, the one friend and committed, has just excellent. I cannot even express, you know, I'm going to start crying. I can't express how much it has helped her.
Aww. Thank you so much. That's so sweet.
Yeah, and I mean, it's amazing. I'm an ex-80s punk rocker drummer. I've got rods and screws in my leg now, so I can't play drums, but myself and my daughter to still tinker around with them and for her to express herself and to know that she's beautiful any way that she can. And I want to thank you guys for that.
Oh, well, thank you. You are a good parent, and she should feel very lucky to have you. That's awesome.
And I have to my day every time I see that you would like a picture or a video of mine on Instagram or Facebook. Kind of stalkerish. So funny, but you know, before I went off to work, I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew that, and I appreciate everything you guys do to keep it up.
Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. I really, really appreciate that.
Well, thank you.
Well,
I'm off to work.
All right, have a good day at work. We definitely need to come back to Modesto now.
Yeah,
definitely. You guys are, I mean, it was outstanding.
Well, thank you. Well, we'll be back soon, I'm sure.
Thank you so
much. Okay, well, have a great day.
Make sure to bring your daughter up for a hug when we come back, okay?
I will. I'll be posting all about you on Instagram and Facebook today. So look for Ricky Tiki Tavi or Evie Tactic.
I'll look for that. I will.
Okay. Have a good one.
Okay. All right.
Bye.
Big Bob? Maybe let it drop. Oh. Hello? Well, this is Kimberly and Junior here.
We are Big Dog Radio.
And coming to you live from Lubbock,
Texas. Hey, guys. This is, I had my stuff on. I'm so sorry. This is, listen, I pushed the mute button. I'm just talking away. I'm like, hello, hello. Lord have mercy. I apologize. Well, I mean, you know, I do the show, I push mute, you know, pop a top real quick so I won't hear it. It's like a damn alcoholic while I'm on the program. And I forgot to press mute. So I was going to ask, how does it feel to hear the fans say stuff like that? I mean, that is just really awesome.
It's very humbling. it definitely, you kind of, we tour a lot and we're on the road constantly. We're always making music and it's kind of all about us really, because we're just doing what we love and what inspires us. And so it's, when I hear something like that from, a parent of a fan, that just is really touching and very inspiring, And
I'm
sitting
here.
It's hard to believe have an effect on somebody like that.
I'm getting emotional listening to your fans, man. I don't know what to say. I'm over here like, you know, hey, this is going to be a great show, and I got to get a damn tissue. That is so great. I mean, that's the... The power of music, man, the power of music. And, Kim, I got one more question for you that I want to ask something on Junior. Big Dog Radio, we have Junior and Kimberly of One Eye Doll, kick-ass band from Tejas. I'm glad to say that I'm from Texas and we share the same state. You know, Kimberly, I imagine when you set out to chase your dream of being a musician, you may or may have not expected to garner the attention that you've received thus far. Not only from your musical talents, but, you know, you've been featured in Twice in Revolver Magazine's Hottest Chicken, Hard Rock, one of several real-life people to appear in the multiplayer online game, Adventure Quest. How proud of you are you of your accolades, aside from your musical aptitudes? I mean, how proud of you just all those other little things that you've been noticed for?
I don't know if proud is the right word. I don't know. It's this weird feeling. Like, I don't know if I feel worthy of it, you know? It's really, really super cool that people have taken notice of what I'm doing, and some of them think it's cool, you know? Junior and I make music because we love to make music, and we do it for ourselves, and it's how we express ourselves. So... you know, other people relating to that is just really super special, and it's like bonus, you know? It's definitely not what we're doing it for, but it feels really good to be, related to, I guess you could say. So it's definitely, I always have these torn feelings. I'm mostly... humbled by it, because it's just so crazy that anybody would, say those things about me or whatever. But then, we'll get some bad review and then they'll say the opposite thing. So, it levels you out.
Well,
people love to put you in your place.
You're extremely humble, because I'm going to tell you right now, if you let me get hottest dude in rock, I'm like, yeah, bitches, I'm the hottest dude around. What do you think about that? But, I mean, you're very humble. I think I got the ugliest wannabe DJ. I think I got that award one time. I can't something like that, so I don't know what it is. Aside from drumming for One Eye Doll, Junior, you produce as well. Who are some of the other acts that you've met that you, probably produced or worked with in the past that you can tell the fans about?
Most of the stuff that I've done is, just kind of local stuff. I worked in Sacramento in Sacramento, California, pretty much from like the late 90s to about 2005. And I did a lot of hip hop, believe it or not, a lot of the local rock bands that were kind of on the magazine covers in Sacramento, but nothing anyone would have heard of. But then I moved to Austin in 2005 and worked with some artists there. I recorded with the guy that did the slide guitar on Wicked Game by Chris Isaac. I recorded the bass player for the Go-Go's one time. so Yeah, a few minor celebrities, but you know, mostly just local stuff. And then when I met Kimberly, we just started doing this full time. So now I'm less in the studio and more out in the on the touring circuit.
Yeah, that is.
Recently, I've been working with Sylvia Massey, who's like, you know, she's a legendary producer. She made the first few Pool albums. She made the first System of a Down album. Power Man 5000, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Prince. She made the last Johnny Cash album before he died. So, and so that's a whole different league that we've been working in the last few years. And but I'm just hanging around the studio at that point. I'm not really running the show or anything.
Okay. that's good. You answered one of my questions I was going to ask about Massey. We do have a lot of calls on the line. Please stand by. I have to ask this, and Kimberly, I want to ask you this, and I don't mean to take this to a bad turn, but I was really interested in this. But I read somewhere that you were a volunteer for the Red Cross at Ground Zero after 9/11. Is that correct?
Yeah, I was.
Well, I have to say this. God bless you for that. I mean, not just as a patriot, but I mean the human. It's the humane thing to do. Just being a human on this earth. I mean, I got to ask you this: what was running through your mind as you were witnessing all this turmoil and tragedy, man? And what did you take away from that?
Well, I definitely feel like it was a kind of a turning point in my life. I spent, I think, 3 weeks there. And, I mean, I was 19 or so. And I'd never witnessed anything like that, you know. It was on one side very traumatizing. It was my job to take down people's stories of, you know, what happened to them and what they saw. And, you know, I was right there at the site. So, you know, the firemen were digging up pieces of people and their belongings, and you know, I just had never seen anything like that, so it was a big thing for me. And it was very I don't know, surreal, I guess. And there were things about it that were really weird on the government side of it that, you know, I'm not actually allowed to talk about, but it changed me in a lot of ways, and it gave me more of a love for people, I think, and it made me just feel like there was not enough I could do to help. There wasn't enough I could do to help people.
And I just brought down the damn show. I apologize. Now, I'm... Lord, you know the problem is, guys, I'm not drinking. To be honest with you, I'm not drinking. That's why I'm so serious. If I was drinking, I'd be making more jokes and we'd be all happy. But now, ponies. Okay, I'm better now. But you know that, God bless you for that. That's something that, you know, I interviewed a lot of guys for a boxing website, and they were a lot of fighters that was in the New York area. And I sat down with Sam Simon, one of the producers of The Simpsons, and he had a really neat story about him and Howard Stern that day that they were supposed to do a radio show. And he, you know, he didn't even know, I think he slept through the attacks. And when he, you know, woke up, you know, Howard there on the phone is like, should we still do the show? He's like, hell, I don't know. I mean, it was a crazy time, you know. But to all the listeners out there, that was the serious side of One Eyed Doll. Now we'll get back to the music with Kimberly and Junior of One Eyed Doll. I'm so sorry for that. Is just intriguing, you know, how you know, do something like that. So God bless you for that. We're going to go back to the phone lines real quick. We're not going to keep you guys too much longer. I know that you guys are playing tonight. Y'all are in Lubbock, Texas with Mushroom Heather at Jake Sports Cafe. And then tomorrow night you guys will be in San Antonio, the tequila at Backstage. And then Thursday
in Live. Backstage Live in San Antonio, definitely one of our favorite places to play. And hopefully – if we have people in Austin listening, we would love it if you drove down and hung out with us. We're so, it's like, you know, it's always We hate it when we can't play in Austin. That's our hometown. But San Antonio isn't that far, so hopefully you guys can come on down there and check us out, even though it's a Wednesday night.
Have you guys, I'm going to ask you this. You know, I'm from, y'all probably don't know, I live in Texas myself. Have you guys ever played in Tyler there at Clix?
Clix in San Antonio?
No, Clix. There's a Clix in Tyler, Texas.
Oh, because there's a Clix in San Antonio that we played at several times.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a Clix in
Tyler.
Oh, got it.
Yeah, that's like east of Dallas, right?
Yeah. So that's where I live. I live close. I am in between Dallas and Shreveport, Louisiana. I'm right there in the kind of like 2 hours east of Dallas and about an hour and a half west of Louisiana in a small town where there's not even a red light. I don't even have the red light where I live. That's how, you know, Texas I am. So,
yeah.
But we have a really crappy football team. But let me tell you something. I am king of the mountain when it comes to hog calling. I mean, I'm telling you, that's how country we are. So, for all the listeners out there, we got Junior and Kimberly one out there. Let's go back to the phones real quick. And we have Miss Victoria. She's been on hold like the whole show. Victoria, welcome to the program. You're with Junior and Kimberly.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
I was so nervous because my phone was like doing a little, oh, no, I'm about to die. And I was like, oh, my goodness, I'm going to get put on before my phone dies. Like,
I can talk to you before your phone dies. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I just want to say, like, your music has helped me through, like, a really dark place. Like, when I was going through a lot, I don't have the means to necessarily travel to see you, but you guys have came to Baltimore, and I've seen you, like, one time. I'm telling you, it was, like, the most greatest experience ever. Like, you're such a big ball of energy, like, and I love how you're so, like, fan-friendly. You weren't scared to take a risk and just jump in the crowd and, like, mosh pit with us and everything, and it was amazing.
Thank you very much.
You said you're from Baltimore?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's another one that we had a show near Baltimore, White Marsh, this tour.
No, I had to work that day. I was so upset.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay because the club canceled the show, so.
Yeah,
you didn't miss anything.
No, we love playing in Baltimore. You know, most of the time we play at Ramstead Live, and one time we played at Auto Bar in Baltimore.
That's exactly where I met you guys at Auto Bar.
Audubon, yeah, with T-Lander Z. That was a great show.
Yeah, it was a very great show. I remember walking up to you, Kimberly, and I was, like, so nervous. I was like, oh, my goodness, Kimberly, I don't know. You're so happy. You're just like, hey. And you hugged me. You told me that I was pretty, and I felt so pretty.
Well, you know, we'll be back soon. So.
Hopefully.
Yeah, you have to come get another hug from me.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
We thank you, Victoria, for the phone call. That's we're going to take another caller. This one is, I believe it is Chloe. Chloe, you're on the line with Junior and Kimberly with One Eye Doll.
Hey, Junior.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi. How are you, Chloe? It's Chloe from Minnesota.
Oh, our merch girl.
Yeah. I just want to say that I miss you guys, and I hope to see you soon. And I was wondering when you guys would come back to Minnesota.
We miss you too.
Keep an eye out because there might be an announcement soon for Minnesota soon. So
maybe.
There might be. I can't promise. I haven't actually seen the itinerary, but it might be coming up very shortly. So. Keep an eye on oneeyedoll.com/tour, and I know that you, Chloe, are on our list, but for the listeners out there who aren't, get on our mailing list. Go to oneeyedoll.com and sign up on our mailing list and find out where we're going to be in your town next.
Yeah, everybody, okay. Chloe's really cool. She comes to our shows, and last time she helped our merch girl do merch, and they were super cute together. And they're all dancing behind the merch table and stuff.
And she got on stage, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Leg
on stage, right?
Yep. How
and
I was drumming the leg.
Yeah, we have the leg still. Actually, the leg is in our tour bus here, and it's a permanent member of the touring.
A member.
Yeah.
<it's> a hey, Chloe, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11?
Yeah. And your dad is super cool, too, so give him a high five for
Yeah, he just said hi. Yeah, he just said hi just now.
Hi. He's
hi,
very, very talented photographer.
Yeah, great shots.
Yes.
What's that?
Can you guys let me know if you need another merch girl?
Yeah, for sure.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you for the phone call. Oh gosh, that is cute, man. I mean, that is so crazy, man. This is so far we've talked about family, we've talked about, you know, being broke, we've talked about free cities, we've talked about 9/11, we talked about government. So what do you think about Obamacare? No, I'm just kidding.
Please not talk about that right
yeah.
now.
Yeah, no, Joe, it's totally, I do appreciate it. I love the new single Committed. I honestly do. I mean, I was going to try to play that song, but for some reason the board went haywire. When do you believe that album, you know, I believe that I talked to you earlier, I believe it's going to be the name of the new album. When should that album be dropped, you know?
We've been working on that album for a long time, and we actually have a couple of new songs that we've made for it, and we're just kind of making it perfect, and hopefully by early next year it would be really nice to put that out. So maybe like January or February. That's not a promise though. Oh, just us again.
Hey, this is hey. Big Dog Radio.
Yeah.
I'm Big Dog.
Coming to you live. Ooh. From Lubbock, Texas.
Well, I guess you could sing a song.
Ponies and ponies.
I am so sorry, guys. I am working the board and I'm working the phone lines. I'm doing everything by myself. I am so sorry. But, hey, I just got serenaded by Kimberly. So, hey, that's so awesome. I appreciate you so much. I'll serenade you now. You're cheating hard. I mean, you know, whatever. I'm sorry. But, no. And I do apologize. I am so sorry, Junior. I'm not, incredibly, I'm not being unprofessional. It's just really, the phones are blowing up. I'm trying to do this and do that. You know, I got my wife and girlfriend, my two kids. They're all bothering me at once. I mean, damn it. I'm only one person. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah,
you're doing great.
No, dude, thank you. You're such a sweetheart. You guys are so really, really nice. I mean, really, so I appreciate your kindness. We want to go back to the phone lines. We can't keep you guys too much longer. I know you guys are playing here in a bit. But we're going to bring Allie on the line right now. Allie, you're on the line with Junior and Kimberly from One Eyed Doll.
Hi, Kimberly. Hi, Junior.
Hi.
Hey. Nifty guys.
This is Allie what?
Allie and Glenn.
I'm Allie from St. Louis.
Yay.
Wow.
Hi, Allie.
Hey, guys. Miss you.
Miss you too. Allie is another very talented photographer,
right? Yeah. So I don't know if you. I saw some weird thing on Twitter that, like, we have a. I don't know.
Somebody was like, oh, I just saw the One Eyed Doll show in St. Louis announced. And we're like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw that yesterday.
Nobody told us we were playing in St. Louis, but the rumor has it that we are, so.
Yeah, so keep an eye out.
Yeah, like, a friend of mine posted on my Facebook that you guys were going to be at Pops on December 4th yesterday, like, and I hadn't even seen that, and I was like, what? And so I went to Pops' website, and there it was, like, Mushroom Night December 4th, and I was like, oh, that's what's up. So.
Well, we don't know who's on that yet. If Mushroom Head is, that's cool. But as far as we know, our last tour date is like November
2nd.
Well, I'm coming to two other shows too. I'm going to be at the Bloomington and the Fort Wayne, Indiana show.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
Right.
Yeah.
So how many VIPs have you attended?
Yeah.
Do you even remember?
Like, I think it's like a total of like up to like 12 now.
Wow. So
I think,
for people listening that don't know, you know, a band like One Eye Doll doesn't get paid a lot of money to go to these shows. And you know, it costs a huge amount of money in gas just to get from one city to the next. You know, a lot of these shows are 7-8 hours apart. And we have to bring our big old tour vehicle and our trailer and everything. So we have crew that we have to pay. So really the only thing that keeps us going on these tours are VIPs, like Allie. You know, for $100, you get a VIP pass and you hang out with us after every show. If you get one pass, you can hang out with us after every show if you go to all the shows.
That's worth every penny.
Yeah.
I promise.
And Allie went to, like, 10 of them on the last tour, so that was super cool.
Yeah, we call those people doll heads, like, instead of dead heads, because they follow us around.
Yeah.
And we love them, and we get to know them night after night, and it's really fun.
Yeah, and usually, you know, there's, like, maybe 3 or 4. Sometimes there's up to, I think the biggest one had 13. But, you know, it's just a really cool way to have a more, you know, intimate relationship with our fans, and it helps us get from show to show. So we really appreciate you, Allie, for helping us out.
Yeah.
Oh, I love you guys so much. Can't wait to see you in a couple weeks.
All right.
See you soon. Thank you so much for the phone call. Thank you so much. That was I believe that's a testament of y'all's music, man, that these guys are willing to do what they do, man. You got, I mean, that has to be a great feeling, man, knowing that, you know, people actually like y'all's music. I mean, there's a lot of bands out there who they're not as talented, they're not as nice, they're not as, you know, pretty. You know, so, I mean, it's One Eye Doll, man. You guys have to be legit. So a couple more questions. We'll take another call or two, then we'll let you guys go.
I got to ask this.
I know you're going to think, who in the hell are we talking to? And I want y'all both to think about this. And I'm going to start with you first, Kimberly, because, you know, you're the lady. What has been the most embarrassing moment on stage?
Oh, man, where do I even start? Wow. Most embarrassing. I embarrass myself night after night. Well, I can definitely think of our first rock show back in Oregon at the Black Forest Bar in Eugene, Oregon. We had our first full-on show, and I had no idea what I was doing. We were three or four piece band at that time. And I was, I don't think that I had any monitors on stage, so I couldn't hear anything that I was doing. And I didn't know that I was supposed to be able to hear anything that I was doing. And it was just a really rough show. And everybody in town showed up because before the band, I had been like acoustic singer-songwriter girl and built up, you know, a fan base around town that way, like coffee shops and open mics and stuff like that. And so this place was packed. And at one point, I was playing, you know, and I had a second guitarist in the band at this time. And I somehow managed to get my hair caught in his guitar in the headstock and managed to completely detune his guitar and get stuck in his guitar at the same time. And we had to stop the show for like 5 minutes. At least it felt like 5 minutes. And get my hair out of his guitar. And he was mad at me, and everybody on stage was looking at me like, what are you doing? And everybody was just quiet in the audience, you know, just dead quiet. And, boy, I think that experiences like that, like having your first so bad, and there were, you know, the monitors thing, I listened back to a recording of the show, and I was singing so off pitch the whole time. It was so bad. I know that everybody hated it. And having to get through that,
basically primed me for whatever, you know, like I've had bad shows since then, but it'll never be that bad again. And, you know, we played again and nobody came pretty much because it was such a bad show the first time. Just trying to start over, you know? Yeah, and I mean, that's just one thing that I can think of off the top of my head, but I'm constantly embarrassing myself or tripping myself or unplugging myself or saying something just so stupid. And, you know, wardrobe malfunctions, you name it. It's just
yeah,
a constant.
That is funny. And, you know, I just got a text from somebody. And one of his embarrassing moments on stage, he actually got electrocuted on stage, and that is Alex Kane. You know who Alex Kane is.
Alex got electrocuted?
Toward the Mark Ramone band. But he just texted me. He said, "Hey, I love One Eyed Doll, the new rulers of the universe, making Flash Gordon and Superman look lame." So.
Alex, too. He's so nice.
Yeah, Alex.
Everybody out there should know who Alex Kane is. He's amazing.
He's the one who turned me on, you guys. Yeah, he's the one who said, "Hey, you ever heard of One Eyed Doll?" And I never heard of One Eyed Doll at the time, but he turned me on to you guys, and now I'm in love with the band. I mean, not like, you know, but
all right,
that's kind of cool. Sounded kind of funny. I'm in love with the band. But, you know, I mean, I love the music, and I can't wait to the new album drops. I just hopefully one day I can come to one of your shows and check you guys out. And, you know, but now, Junior, what was your most embarrassing moment? We're going to take one more caller, and then I got one last question, and we'll let you guys go. We got about 9 minutes. So what's been the most embarrassing moment for you, my brother?
Well, in general, you know, one of the things that is embarrassing to me is when fans, either of our fans or another band in the room, kind of treats it like a sporting event, like it's a competition. And, you know, they'll say, "Oh, I love One Eyed Doll, but the band you're touring with sucks." You know, to me, it's just like, man, I don't want to hear that stuff. We're all in this together. We're a family, and the bands we're touring with are all friends, you know. We're not in a competition, and it's and to me, it kind of just makes me feel bad when music fans make it a competition, you know. We're all there the whole night to support each other, and that's the way I think it should be.
Yeah, this is football.
All right.
We're not trying to bash each other's heads in. We're just making art together.
Yeah.
On stage, do you have any moment on stage, like in the other bands? Or
you know, sometimes every once in a while, you know, I'll actually get enthralled with watching Kimberly do her thing, and she'll be, you know, out in the audience or you know, spinning her hair around or doing something crazy or just making me crack up. And then I'll just forget my part, you know, and I'm like, "Wait, what song are we playing right now?" I become part of the audience, and I'll just mess up big time. I mean, it happens a lot. It actually happened just last night. And so I was like, so those kind of things, I'm like, "Man, are you serious?" You know, I played these songs 1,000 times. I didn't. You know, I shouldn't be messing with it. But I literally just, you know, I'll get caught up in the show myself just watching, like, whatever crazy thing she comes up with.
oh, my gosh. To the listeners out there, we have Junior and Kimberly of One Eyed Doll. We're going to go back to the phones real quick, and we're going to have to cut it short. But we have Joseph. He's been online for a good while. Joseph, you're on the line with Junior and Kimberly of One Eyed Doll.
Hi, my name is Joseph Hatt. I don't know if you recognize my name, but I kind of like stalk you guys on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
I recognize your name. Hi, Joseph. How are you?
I'm great. This is like the greatest moment of my life.
Hug each other for you.
Yeah. I'm going to your concert on the 27th of this month, and I'm super, super excited to meet you guys. And, oh my God.
Which one is that? Is that
at the intersection in Grand Rapids, Michigan?
Oh, Grand Rapids. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm super excited. I actually have never listened to Mushroomhead before until recently, and I like them. But like, I heard you were in town, and I'm like, oh my God, I have to go. I don't care who they're playing with. I have to go.
Yes.
Like, even if the band you played with was one of my most hated bands, I would have to go.
Awesome.
Thank you. Now, this is a great lineup. We love playing with these guys.
they're great.
It's a spectacle. You'll never forget it.
Yeah,
the show they put on is just ridiculous. It's just amazing.
So, like, I don't know what to say. Like, this is, I'm, like, fangirling. So how long has the band been together?
Well, I started, like, a band that became this band, kind of morphed over the years, in 2005. But the first One Eyed Doll album came out in 2007, so that's when it became.
Oh.
And then Junior has been recording my music all this time and joined the band in 2009 as the drummer. So, but he's been here all along. He's been my longest standing musical collaborator. And I feel like it's kind of been him and me all along. But yeah, I guess it was 2005 when I left on my first tour blindly.
Landed in Austin?
Yeah, kind of landed in Austin by accident, and you never looked back.
Well, that's good to be in Texas. Listen, this is the Big Dog, Benny Anderson Jr., Big Dog Radio. We've been on the line with Junior and Kimberly of One Eyed Doll. We've actually kept you longer than what I planned on. I'm so sorry. I guess in closing of this interview, and I do want to thank all the listeners and all the callers and all the fans for tuning in, but in closing of this interview, I've got to ask this, and we'll start with you, Junior, then we'll end with Kimberly. What advice would you give to an inspiring musician?
Well, I don't know if I'm really qualified to give anybody advice. I mean, I've been plugging away for 8 years solid now and probably should be more successful than I am, but as far as being an artist of any kind, I would like to see people just do what inspires them and what comes out of their heart and not try to think about what's going to sell or what other people are going to like or what's going to make people accept them. You know, if you're creating something and if you're doing art, do it for the art and do it for yourself. And I think that you'll find that if you're really, truly being honest with yourself and expressing that other people might grab onto it. It might not be a whole lot of other people, but the people that it does touch, I think that it'll go a lot further with and mean a lot more to them. Because I can tell the difference. You know, I can tell when someone is making something for any reason besides being inspired and needing to do it to express themselves. And it's sort of offensive to me. So do what inspires you and do it truly and honestly. If it sounds horrible, who cares? It's from your heart, and that's what it's supposed to be, you know?
And what about you, Junior? What would you say to an aspiring musician or someone who wants to produce, or what would you say to
him? Well, I'll take it from a more technical point of view. Since I spent a lot of time in the studio and bands come in and record. One thing that I've noticed is that a really good artist, that people enjoy listening to, will play just below their means. Right. So, a lot of newer bands or young bands that come into the studio to record, they compose music that is more difficult than they are capable of playing. And that makes it so that it's uncomfortable to listen to, you know, it doesn't quite, you know, there's always problems. But, you know, and excuse me, I have some Texas allergies, you know, I'm coming back into Texas, I got a little stuffy nose right now. But anyway, the really good musicians will simplify their music so that it's easy. You know, it's like just compose music that's within your that's easy for you to play, and people will enjoy it more. You know, if you play music that just comes out and without trying to overly challenge yourself physically, You know, I say, you know, when you're in your bedroom practicing, challenge yourself. Play the most different thing you could possibly play. But when you're out performing and you're trying to communicate a musical idea, just do something that's easy and that people can relate to. I think that's in my old age, in my wisdom over the years, it's something I wish that I could have said to my 16-year-old self, because I played, you know, a good 10 years. I would play music that was just as complicated and crazy as possible, and it was very challenging and interesting for me, but it was more like a sport, you know. It was more like, how many notes can I play at once? And it wasn't anything that anyone wanted to listen to or could relate to. So nowadays I realize, and I think Kimberly taught me this more than anything, just working with her, that it's not about the physical, you know, act of playing a guitar. It's conveying a message, and it's conveying a musical idea, and that's what really matters.
That's good. You guys, y'all guys have been great. I thank you so much. And before I let you guys go, I have to say my little 11-year-old daughter, Abrianna, wanted to say hello. So she just wanted me to say hello to you guys. So hello to Abrianna. All right, she's over there. Now, I do. Listen, I want to thank you, Kimberly and Junior, so much for coming on the show. Let's do this again. I think it went okay, Junior. I know we talked earlier. I said if it bombs, y'all never speak to me again, but I think it went okay, so maybe we could do this again in the future. So
yeah, that'd be great.
Love to have you guys on.
We had a good time. We got to talk to a bunch of fans, got to talk to you. We got to pretend to be you a few times.
OneEyedDoll.com. Check out their tour. They're in Lubbock, Texas tonight. You know, just check out their tour, man. They're Rolling Mushroom Head, a great band as well, man. So I want to thank you, Junior, and Kimberly, for coming on the program. And until then, God bless, be safe, be good, and you guys just keep rocking. And thank you for all the callers. I do apologize. I did not get to everybody. I am so, so sorry, but we're actually going over the limit right now. So we'll do it again, and we'll do it again. So thank you so much,
all
Junior.
Right.
And
Maybe we'll set up a chat room soon for everybody, and we can get to everybody else.
That would be great. You know, it was so funny. I have a chat room for this, and I didn't even. God dang it! I am so unprofessional.
Is there a chat room on your site right now?
There's a chat room on this little thing, and my friend used to run the program, and Lord bless him, he left this world early. Just a tragic incident about 2 years ago. So I'm kind of keeping it going. And he had people helping him. And so I don't know how to do all this stuff. I'm just a boy from Texas. Like I said, we don't have a red light where I'm at. So I'm just kind of like trying to figure this stuff out as I go. Well, I thank you so much. You guys have been really, really, really sweet. Really sweet. You're rockers. I can't say sweet. You guys have been very inspirational. Junior, I thank you so much for, you know, taking my phone calls and my drunken phone calls and texts at times, and I will try. You know, I'm trying to sober up, so I won't do that anymore. But you guys have been. You guys have been great, man. You guys have been great. So we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you guys again.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye.
Later. And that was One Eyed Doll, Junior and Kimberly of One Eyed Doll. You can check them out at OneEyedDoll.com. And we're going to play a little bit of One Eyed Doll right now. This is Committed.
Hey, guys and gals, this is the Big Dog, Ben Henderson Jr. coming back at you live from Big Dog Radio. That was One Out Dog committed. Hopefully it'll drop soon. I want to thank each and every guys and gals for being in tonight's program. Be sure to check out a special time this Thursday at 5 o'clock. We're going to stray from music side and go to a little Vine. Yeah, but the little 7-second Vines, we have the one and only Alex James coming on the line this Thursday. I'm so sorry, coming up this Thursday. Check it out. Big Dog Radio, Fighting Wars Radio Network. We're going to close with some Young BLZ. God bless. Be safe. Be good.
Life gets hard, but it goes on.
Goes on.
I know the time seems so damn long. May feel we gotta stay strong.
Stay strong.
So take a second to rewind this song. Life gets hard, but it goes on.
Goes on.
Especially when you're doing wrong.
Doing
you wake up and everything's gone. Take a second to rewind this song. I know it's hard for the young and the old. And the game so gross, but I'm only 17. See, your boy got a dream of doing big things. Accomplish everything that I have ever seen. But haters call me king, and there's a perfect ring. See, y'all know what I mean. I'm not stuck in between. Your life is on a screen, boying and it pops. And you stop and think, your life is on the brink. God, help, I think I'm a sink. Please, dog, I just need the strength. I need to win, never a defeat. Turn up the beat and let my soul bleed. Spitting shit that my mama told me. It made me look behind me. It made me look inside me. It's what it took to find me. Life gets hard, but it goes on.
Goes on.
I know the time seems so damn long.
So long.
May feel we gotta stay strong.
Stay strong.
So take a second to rewind this song.
Life
gets hard, but it goes on.
Goes on.
Especially when you're doing wrong.
Doing wrong.
You wake up and everything's gone. Take a second to rewind this song.
It's dead and it's gone. Headed down the wrong road. Follow if you're looking for the bronze. Swimming in gold. Not the tuck the hand hold. Hand strong won't fold. Money long while it won't close. I'll pull out the cash. If you can't match, niggas get exposed in a flash like that. Matter of fact, run that right back. Rewind that track. Cause the times get hard, but I still stay strapped with the truth to prove. If you want it, you can catch me in the booth. I choose to speak right, but the wrong I'ma do. Cause I'ma do me. Nobody can change that. I'ma stand tall, never fall like a plane crash. But ain't that another thing I say that you can't grasp? Unless you unleash the beast and hear gas. Unlike you men and women that wear masks. Sitting what I'm living is still missing the past. Life gets hard, but it goes on. And I know you're feeling weak, just stay strong. It takes time, it won't be long. We do wrong, but we still just keep on. Life gets hard, but it goes on. And I know you're feeling weak, just stay strong. It takes time, it won't be long. We do wrong, but we still just keep on.
I woke up in the morning thinking my life was a dream. I'm 23 and I don't feel like I've accomplished a thing. My uncle's dead, my wife is gone, not a penny to my name. Not to mention my homies from back in the day are starting to act strange. Getting mad for doing me, up in the studio making G's. They feeling their heart with me, just using me for what they need. The kind of betrayal I think can cut them in these. That's why I find myself up alone at night, no sleep. But if you can see what I see, then you would understand that nobody's perfect. We just do the best we can. There's times when you're helpless, and there's times when you're strong. Sometimes you're living right, other times you're living wrong. But no matter how you're living, just keep pushing to the limit. Don't turn around and give in, keep it true, don't be a gimmick. If you have the heart to start something, show the heart to finish. They can take away your life, but your soul will be replenished.
Life gets hard, but it goes on.
Goes on.
I know the time seems so damn long.
So long.
May feel we gotta stay strong.
Stay strong.
So take a second to rewind this song.
So
life gets hard, but it goes on.